see how it
is. It's on Trivia 44.
Trivia focuses. Or call 1-866-3.
For the Clover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help. The Growers Association to remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 33 is There Goes the Neighborhood. And grocery bag giveaway winner for hour 33 is There Goes the Neighborhood. Pick up your prize with your ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Question 7 is worth 20 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, point value for hour 32. Question 1 is 40 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 85 points. Question 5 is worth 105 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. And we are moving on to hour. What is the population of Wacky Land? Population sign. What is the population of Wacky Land? Good luck, trivia players.
All right, phones down. Phones down in the back.
Phones down in the back.
Answer sheets from this question. We're going to start this question over. And we're going to remind trivia players that during the next hour, you'll be given the length of one song to answer each of the questions. Each of the songs will be at least 4 minutes in length. Again, during the next hour, You'll be given the length of one song to answer each of the questions. Each of the songs will be at least 4 minutes in length. Again, here's question one in hour 34. According to the population sign, what is the population of Wackyland? Once again, question one of hour 34. According to the population sign, what is the population of Wackyland? Good luck from 90FM.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question one, hour 34. That question again, according to the population sign, it is the population of Wackyland. The answer, 100 nuts and a squirrel. Once again, the answer to question one, hour 34, 100 nuts and a squirrel. Moving on to question two of hour 34, what is the first and last name of the Undertaker in the lawless fictional community of Snake Bite? Answer, rigor o mortis. Once again, the answer to question 2, hour 34, rigor o mortis. Moving on to question 3 of hour 34. Shortly after Wile E. Coyote crashes through the roof at a Union Hall, aliens appear on stage with Bugs Bunny, who is locked in chains. On the marquee, an artist is listed as the scheduled performer from the show. What is the first and last name 3, hour 34, shortly after Wile E. Coyote crashes through the roof at a Union Hall, aliens appear on stage with Bugs Bunny, who is in Locks and Chains. On the marquee, an artist is listed as being... Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 3, hour 34. Shortly after Wile E. Coyote crashes through the roof at a Union Hall, aliens appear on stage with Bugs Bunny, who is in Locks and Chains. On the marquee, an artist is listed as being scheduled to perform two shows. What's the first and last name of that artist? The answer, Tony Bennett. Once again, the answer to question 3, hour 34, Tony Bennett. Moving on to question four of hour 34. What is the full name of the character who is licensed to sell hair tonic to bald eagles in Omaha, Nebraska? Once again, question four, hour 34. What is the full name of the character who is licensed to sell hair tonic to bald eagles in Omaha, Nebraska? Phones down in the back. That's the end of question four, hour 34. What is the full name of the character who is licensed to sell hair tonic to bald eagles in Omaha, Nebraska? The answer, Porky Pig. Once again, the answer to question four, hour 34, Porky Pig. Question five of hour 34. What is the first and last name of the character who is known as the last of the Red Hot Gobblers? Once again, question five, hour 34. What is the first and last name of the character who was known as the last of the Red Hot Gobblers?
afternoon. By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't want you back. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them back. I guess I must be dumb. You shed a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of you. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 5, hour 34. What is the first and last name of the character who was known as the last of the Red Hot Gobblers? The answer, Sophie Turkey. Once again, the answer to question 5, hour 34, Sophie Turkey.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Moving on to question 6 of hour 34, we all know that Speedy Gonzalez is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico, but what we want to know is what is the full name of the slowest mouse in all of Mexico? Once again, question 6, hour 34, we all know that Speedy Gonzalez is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico, but what we want to know is what is the full name of the slowest mouse in all of Mexico?
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question six, hour 34. We all know that Speedy Gonzalez is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico, but what we want to know is what is the full name of the slowest mouse in all of Mexico? The answer, Slowpoke Rodriguez. Once again, the answer to question six, hour 34, Slowpoke Rodriguez. Moving on to question seven of hour 34, what is the complete headline on the front page of the Daily Snooze on September 3rd, 1952? Once again, what is the complete headline on the front page of the Daily Snooze on September 3rd, 1952? Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 7, hour 34. That question again. What is the complete headline on the front page of the Daily Snooze on September 3rd, 1952? The answer, record carrot crop in Alabama. Once again, the answer to question 7, hour 34, record carrot crop in Alabama. Moving on to question 8 of hour 34, what is the name of the teacher at the fictional Acme School of Mouse Catching? Once again, question 8, hour 34, what is the name of the teacher at the fictional Acme School of Mouse Catching?
Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion must be enforced. Down in Monterey. The bird and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The hoop exploded into violent light. You Masekela's music was black as night. The grateful dead, the windy muddy night. Jimi Hendrix made me believe me that the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty Jones smile as he moved them up the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were moving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life?
All right.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 8, hour 34. What is the name of the teacher at the fictional Acme School of Mouse Catching? The answer, Dodsworth. Once again, the answer to the question 8, hour 34, Dodsworth. Moving on to question 9 of hour 34. What is the name of the pet dog of the plantation owner in Pratt Falls? Once again, question 9, hour 34. What is the name of the pet dog of the plantation owner in Pratt Falls?
With an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, trust its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up a notch, speed front, no strength, the ladder, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high fire in a fire, representative engaged in the government for hire at the combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the fury speeding down your neck. Keep my team reporters, travel trunk, tether prop, look at that, no plane, fine, then, uh-oh, overflow, population coming through, but it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, whoa, serve your own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy, with the rancher and the reverend and the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right, my feeling, pretty sight, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world. TV hour, don't get caught in foreign towers, slash and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn, locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motor vessel late, automotive centerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watching heel, crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer, clear, a tournament of lies, offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 9, hour 34. The question again, what is the name of the pet dog of the plantation owner in Pratt Falls? The answer, Belvedere. Once again, the answer to question 9, hour 34, Belvedere. Moving on to question 10 of hour 34. What is the name of the fictional institution where Sylvester the Cat was staying when he unfortunately lost his ninth life? Once again, question 10, hour 34. What is the name of the fictional institution where Sylvester the Cat was staying when he unfortunately lost his ninth life? Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 10, hour 34. That question again, what is the name of the fictional institution where Sylvester the Cat was staying when he unfortunately lost his ninth life? The answer, Last National Bank. Once again, the answer to question 10, hour 34, Last National Bank.
Has been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point New Chief Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For Tessie frozen pizza and cheese fries, there are many pizzas, but only one for Tessie. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities.
vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Tony Winsky. An 82-year-old in Vaxholm, Sweden, made a big splash recently when he got stuck in the car wash at his son's gas station. Tajay Shill went into the drive-thru wash to clean the facility when he passed a sensor and accidentally put the whole system in motion. It was frightening and terribly noisy, Shill said. I couldn't hear or see anything, and I was trying to get out of there. To make matters worse, a female customer drove up into the wash, which made it harder for the AquaSoap octogenarian to make a clean getaway. I must admit that it was a somewhat shocking experience, Shill told the Swedish language newspaper Expressen, but my son said, I got clean anyway. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 27 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from our 33 and question one of our 35 Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Jesse Hines from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Absolutely.
What's your team's name?
Threat Level Midnight.
Threat Level Midnight. How did your team get their name?
I guess we just watched a little too much TV.
What are you all doing to stay up this year?
We're drinking way too much caffeine.
What is your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Dead Poets Society.
What's the looniest thing your team has done this year?
We've stayed up past 11.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
They have a rousing conversation over a fine wine.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
All of them.
Could you give us your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
No.
You have to form a basketball team to defeat the Monstars. Who do you put on your team?
Michael Jordan.
You need four more players to be legal.
Four more Michael Jordan?
Nope, cloning is not legal.
Oh.
Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
Zenith, or a pinnacle.
What is your team's slogan?
Sleep makes it worse.
Give me your best Sylvester Stallone impression.
Stella!
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Jesse Hines. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part. You're listening to Trivia on 90FM. WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia.